So imagine that you're a retired household in Belgium. Someone comes to your front door. Excuse me, would you mind if I peruse your stock portfolio? Do you happen to know how much your house is worth? Do you mind telling me? Would you happen to have a hallway that's more than 10 meters long? If you do, would you mind, I timed how long it took you to walk down that hallway? Would you mind squeezing as hard as you can in your dominant hand this device so I can measure your grip strength? How about blowing into this tube so I can measure your lung capacity? Right? The survey takes over a day. Combine that, okay, with a demographic and health survey collected by USAID in developing countries in Africa, for example, which that survey actually can go so far as to directly measure the HIV status of families living in, for example, rural Nigeria. Combine that with the World Value Survey, which measures the political opinions, and fortunately for me, the savings behaviors of millions of families in hundreds of countries around the world. Take all of that data, combine it, and this map is what you get. What you find is 9 countries around the world that have significant native populations which speak both futureless and futured languages. And what I'm going to do is form statistical matched pairs between families that are nearly identical on every dimension that I can measure. Okay? And then I'm going to explore whether or not the link between language and savings holds even after controlling for all of these levels.